Welcome to the Church of England podcast. In this special edition of the programme, we'll be talking about the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done.
On earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day
our daily bread.
Forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those
who sin against us.
And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom,
the power and the glory,
forever and ever.
As the church reacts to news that the country's leading cinemas have banned the advert Just Pray, a 60-second film of the Lord's Prayer featuring Christians from all walks of life praying one line of the prayer, we hear from the Reverend Aaron Arora, Director of Communications for the Archbishop's Council.
I think the most surprising thing about what's happened over the past 24 hours is the number of times that people have actually seen the film. We're up to about 500,000 views on our official channels. That's on our Facebook page and on our YouTube page. But we also know that there are a number of media websites who've embedded it into theirs, so we won't get their metrics. It's gone worldwide, which has been a surprise, really. We've been doing interviews with the Australian broadcasting company, CNN, and other people, as well as domestic media. I suppose the other thing would be just how brilliant some of those people who went out defending this were, in terms of Super Imma, Bishop Stephen from Chelmsford, Bishop David from Manchester. I mean, they've just been absolute stars in going out and making the case for the film. They've been brilliant. And I suppose the third thing on the past 24 hours would be the support from unlikely places. Richard Dawkins, Stephen Fry, the Prime Minister, and Boris Johnson. If you asked us on Saturday who we thought might come to our aid, I wouldn't necessarily have listed those four. I think the biggest challenges of the past 24 hours have been responding to digital cinema media's assertion that there was a policy all along. The policy that they uploaded on their website prohibiting religious advertising didn't exist when we approached them a few months ago and first talked about this with them. When we spoke to them to begin back in July, they were incentivising us with a 55% discount on the standard advertising rate, and saying, come and sign on the dotted line. So it's a little bit surprising then to see their statement yesterday saying, oh, we've always had this policy. I think they've uploaded the policy in the last 2-3 days. So it's been a bit of a surprise that for some of the people who've been responding, particularly on social media, they've been saying, well, look, DCM had a policy. Why didn't you just read it? And then you would have been clear that you couldn't advertise. Well, of course, when we approached DCM, there wasn't any such policy. So that's been a challenge. I think the second challenge has been the justpray.uk website and attempts to bring it down and to spam it. We didn't expect that. And so one of the things about the amount of publicity this has received has been increasing attempts to bring the website down, to ensure that the live prayer feed was utterly spammed. So we've taken measures on both of those, but it's been surprising that we've had to. I suppose the third thing would be, in terms of the challenge, would have been trying to ensure that this was all about prayer. So it's been about the advert, and everyone who's seen the advert hopefully has been clear at the end of the advert that prayer's for everyone. And there's the reference to the site. But really, this whole project is about the renewal of prayer. The website is about that, and all the film was meant to do was to promote the website. In terms of what happened next, I think my reflection would be that the Church of England is absolutely brimful of people like me who've made mistakes, who make mistakes, but who have a change of heart or who are led to repentance and forgiveness. And in some ways, I would hope that the next step would be that the people who run digital cinema media, Odeon, View and Cineworld, would be able to show the strength of leadership that enables them to recognise they've made a mistake and for them to have a change of heart and to reconsider their position so that we might yet still, on December the 18th, be able to go in and see Star Wars. And I'm really looking forward to seeing Star Wars. And ahead of it, to see the ad too.
Aaron Arora there. The ban of the Lord's Prayer advert has provoked many reactions in social media and the press. Sue Primmer, head of marketing and communications at Catalyst Development and a former Church of England communications director, spoke to us about her concerns about the decision to ban the advert and the idea that society has abandoned morality to certain supermarket Christmas adverts.
I think there are three key ways in which Just Pray has really caught the public attention and the public mood. And I think it's very interesting how the timing of the advert, not just in the lead up to Christmas, but also given what's going on politically in the UK and indeed the wider world, has all come together around these themes. And for me, I suppose, they are faith in the public space. How are people of faith? And also, how are people of good integrity and questing after faith and potentially questioning the place of faith? How is there a public dialogue that we can still have about faith in public? So that's one theme for me. The second theme is very much how the campaign and the advert and the intention behind those channels into a strong, proud tradition of Christian advertising, stretching right back to our original Christian roots. Let's think about Christ in the marketplace, preaching where people are, going to people, not expecting people to come to us. Church windows, stained glass, telling the story in pictures, not in words, to a potentially illiterate as well as beauty-starved population. So those wonderful stories that are told in windows, and how ironic that includes beautiful cathedrals outside the Church of England, like at Chartres, or spires that reach up to heaven. This is all advertising. This is all adverto, to call someone towards something. This is advertising. And then the third part of it, for me, strongly actually, is, and this Christmas, very much more than ever before, I have noticed how many of our Christmas adverts, particularly from supermarkets, are now competing in a league table of whether or not a certain well-known high street brand will be top of the chart with The Man in the Moon, or will there be a CGI cat tugging at our heartstrings, going viral, promoting the idea, firstly, The Man in the Moon, send a nice present through a balloon to The Man in the Moon, or use the cat to work out that Christmas is sharing. Don't worry if your house burns down. The neighbours will come to your rescue with all the food that they've bought at the supermarket. And I am truly appalled, even though I'm quite charmed by some of these adverts, by the fact that we have abandoned morality to the supermarket. We're now being preached at that Christmas is for sharing by people who want to sell us more Christmas puddings, or better lampshades, or a nice sequin top to wear on Boxing Day. I'm just appalled. Advertising is a powerful medium. It's a succinct medium. It's entirely in line with the Christian tradition, and it is the right place at which to have a pithy, effective debate about the place of faith in the public space. And for all those reasons, I think that Just Pray is fantastic timing, appropriate in tone. It's not actually controversial. It's certainly not offensive. It's hugely inclusive. The Lord's Prayer, which can be said pretty much by someone of any faith or someone searching for what on earth is going on in our world, searching for answers. Very inclusive. I think it's perfect timing. I think it's bang on the right tone of voice. And I think it's got its arms open to everybody.
Sue Primer there. Finally, we spoke to the Bishop of Leeds, Nick Baines, about what he saw as the root issues as a result of the advert ban.
I think it's religious illiteracy on the part of many people in our culture who assume that secular humanism, if I can call it that, occupies the neutral central ground, and therefore anyone religious is going to be somewhere up the irrational scale. And therefore you have to protect people from offence. You know, religion is a problem, not a solution. And I think those prejudices, which ironically, I think I was saying to someone earlier, you know, the irony is that it's the sort of liberal elite who think that they can be more dogmatic than the people they think are dogmatic and they try to keep out. What is there to be afraid of about prayer and showing something of people saying the Lord's Prayer for 1 minute? Different people, different walks of life. All advertising is about, in one sense, getting into the backs of our heads and usually trying to sell us something. So consumerism is okay, that's neutral, but anything like this isn't, which isn't coercive in any way. Well, I said on Thought for the Day recently that we saw so much of this, you know, Pray for Paris. People who we know to be pretty agnostic or atheist saying, you know, prayers and thoughts with the people of Paris. Now, what do they mean by that? And I think the question is, who are they praying to? And what's the content? Now, I don't want to be critical of that, because I think prayer is not, as I've said, about a shopping list of things that we want from God, but it is about an exposing of ourselves to God and to, you know, what is beyond us. And that, you know, that's a natural human thing, which then, of course, makes me say, so what's the problem? Billions of people pray this prayer. I mean, why is it unacceptable, for example, to watch a video in a cinema about the Lord's Prayer, but it's possible everywhere else you go to hear Christmas carols sung, but taken over into a consumerist context? So, you know, adverts for supermarkets and clothing stores with Christmas carols as part of that. I mean, you know, got to get real.
Bishop Nick Baines there. The full video is available now at the website www.justpray.uk, which also includes a place for prayer with advice on what prayer is and how to pray. This has been a special edition of the Church of England podcast. Thanks for listening.